soybeans are starting off in the green. Corn is fractionally mixed. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Again, front month corn futures right now fractionally mixed, and soybeans are 4 to 6 cents higher in the front months. We'll take a look at those numbers here in full coming up in just a little bit. Soybean futures broke 10 cents yesterday, and corn was up slightly, and wheat finished lower on Monday. Traders will tell you that they trade what's in front of them. Soybean traders are digesting news that a Chinese trade negotiator will visit Washington this week. Otherwise, traders are looking at bearish fundamentals such as large crop estimates, large acreage, steep basis levels in many areas, and outside investors net short for most of the farm markets and weather forecasts that favor a steady finish for this year's crop season. In fact, the markets consider three seasons: planting, growing, and harvesting. So far, Mother Nature is 2 for 2 and has a decent chance to run the table, with September's weather outlook considered to be friendly. The market concerns of yield damage from diseases won't be known until the combine rolls. In the meantime, demand will have to do the heavy work of keeping the floor on these markets. It's working for corn, but wheat faces headwinds with domestic harvest activity and ample global supplies. The Dow's down 65 points. European markets are lower, and Asian markets are lower to start the day as well. Cattle futures exhibited volatility with a wide trading range throughout Monday, resulting in a mixed close at the end of the day. Traders grappled with Friday's report and the news of the New World screwworm. Hog futures closed with moderate gains. Opening cattle calls are for them to be steady to mix. Hogs look to be higher. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
On the overnight now, September corn unchanged at 389 and a quarter. December down a half at 411 and three quarters. September beans up 6.5 at 1032 even. November new crop up a nickel at 1052 and three quarters. Soybean meal up $1.50 at 297.20. Soy oil down 62 cents at 53.69. Chicago wheat down a quarter cent at 506.5. Kansas red winter wheat 3.5 cents lower at 493 and a quarter. Kansas spring wheat down 12 cents at 525. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 and a quarter at 569 and a quarter. Oats down a penny at 3.11 even. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.